Of course, when you approach history that way with a point of view, it can be dangerous to your career. And people always wonder why it is that the textbooks repeat the same stories over and over again, or why history is taught the same way, or why the same set of facts are told over again, or why the same things are omitted over and over again. And the very repetition of those omissions, the very repetition of those points of view become persuasive in telling you, well, this must be the truth. If 7, 8, 10 generations of kids learned that Columbus was nothing but a marvelous adventurer and great navigator, a real professional, you know. And if everybody has been taught the same thing for 100 years, it must be true. And if you teach it in a different way, if you teach something that's been taught the same way, or if you write something that's been taught a certain way, and you deviate from that and you start to teach or to write something in a new way, well, that may be dangerous for your career. You may not even consciously think of it that way. You're not consciously selling out. It's just that in a society of economic hierarchy, in a society of economic insecurity, in a society where everybody is in some way insecure, middle class, working class, everybody's in a situation where somebody has power over them, power over their jobs, power over their tenure, power over their promotion, power over their salaries. In every such situation, there's always the thought, or even the unthought but felt need for safety. And safety results in teaching a certain kind of way, writing a certain kind of way, presenting the same set of ideas over and over again. That's safe. But I guess you can put it this way. I never wanted to practice safe history. I remember.